This goes to Troy Novak, N-O-V-A-K-P-A-C. Fax 989-583-1914 regarding Lenore, L-E-N-O-R-E, Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. Date of birth, April 20th, 1937. Dear Troy, this is a consultation for Mrs. Robinson, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3B chronic kidney disease. She was initially seen in consultation in this office on December 30th of 2011. And at that time, her creatinine levels were running in similar ranges, 1.2 up to as high as 1.8. And so she had been being followed with routine lab studies all the way through September 11th of 2017. And then she did not show up for the March of 2018 follow-up appointment. And it was felt that renal function had stabilized and she could be re-referred if desired. And so she has been re-referred for evaluation and management of the stage 3B chronic kidney disease. She's accompanied by her daughter today. She denies headaches or dizziness, no syncopal episodes, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no history of liver disease. She has had a history of recurrent bladder infections, but no kidney stones. She had severe aortic stenosis since her last visit and did require an aortic valve by prosthetic valve replacement March 17th of 2020. She also had a permanent pacemaker placed in 2018, and her daughter reports that she's about 100% paced at this point. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no incontinence, nocturia 1 to 2 times per night. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, coronary artery disease, a history of Mobitz type 2 heart block, severe aortic stenosis, and then the valve replacement, depression, hypothyroidism, degenerative arthritis, hyperlipidemia, and a history of severe shingles a few years ago. And she's been vaccinated with 2 vaccines since that time. Past surgical history, she's had bilateral total knee replacements. She had coronary artery stents done 3 times. She had removal of a benign left breast lesion. She had aortic biprosthetic valve replacement March 17th of 2020. Permanent pacemaker placed 2018, and repair of vaginal prolapse was done, and also colonoscopy. Social history, the patient has never smoked cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married and lives with her husband. Family history is significant for lung cancer and coronary artery disease. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic. She has no known drug allergies. Medication, she's on Zocor, 20 milligram daily. Metformin, 500 milligram twice a day. Synthroid, 100 microgram daily. Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Excedrin migraine, one as needed for headache and rarely used. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Vitamin E, 200 IUs daily. Atenolol, 25 milligram daily. Calcium is 500 milligram daily. Iron, 325 milligram daily. And Paxil, 5 milligram, 10 milligram, 1/2 tablet at bedtime. So the dose is 5 milligram at bedtime. Physical examination, height is 60 pounds, weight 125 pounds. And that's actually a 9-pound increase since she was last seen in 2017. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 70, pulse 80, oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Neck is supple. No jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen is soft, flat, non-tender. No enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no edema, no rashes or suspicious lesions. Pulses are 2+ in dorsalis pedis bilaterally. Labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent labs were done September 22nd of 2022. Creatinine is 1.4 with estimated GFR of 36, calcium 8.9, albumin 4.1, electrolytes are normal. March 24th of 2022, creatinine 1.2, 12 of 2014, creatinine is 1.3, 8/20 of 2014, creatinine 1.2, June 30th, 2014, creatinine 1.4, 12/11 of 13, creatinine is 1.5. And urinalysis was done in September of 2022. That was negative for blood and 30-plus protein, but there was also 1-plus bacteria at that point. And she was treated for a UTI, she reports. And her hemoglobin was 10.8 with a normal white count and a normal platelets. And that was 9/22 of 22. 12 of 14, hemoglobin is 11. So she does tend to run low hemoglobin. And we have a transthoracic echocardiogram that was done April 1st of 2021. Her ejection fraction is 55 to 60%. She has normal global left ventricular function, severe tricuspid regurgitation. Aortic valve was functioning properly. The biprosthetic valve was functioning properly. No other abnormal findings. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, which has been present for about 11 years. We have asked the patient to continue having lab studies done every 6 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.